Brightening the Airwaves, an interview with musician and songwriter Steph Unger. So I'm joined today by Steph Unger, who's a musician from up in Brisbane, Queensland. Thanks for joining me, Steph.
Thank you for having me, Luke.
Not a problem. Now, I wanted to first of all ask you about how exactly you got into music. What inspired you to get into this area?
Yeah, I think music has been part of my blood since I was born, really. My Oma was a beautiful opera singer, and my dad was also a singer, and so I basically just grew up with the love of music and of singing. And singing at church when I was really young with my dad's folk group, we would sing for Mass. So, yeah, it was just always something that was part of me and something that I always did and wanted to do. When I was at school, I thought of becoming an opera singer and being a music teacher. So I headed off to uni and studied opera and studied teaching, but didn't really find that opera was kind of, for me, it wasn't really where my passion was. So I headed off to be a music teacher and loved being a music teacher for about 7 years. I was in an all-girls school and just absolutely loved being with the girls and helping them to discover their own talents. And so I hadn't really thought about being a musician for probably a good 5 or 6 years at the school until one day I had a very interesting and somewhat alarming conversation with one of my Year 12 students. We were talking about the influence that music and radio can have on society and in particular in young people. And one of my students had said that you couldn't really have a good song or good music unless it had swearing and sexual themes in it. And I'm like, really? Pretty sure you can have good music that is positive and has good messages in it as well. So I actually felt a little bit of a challenge from her to actually make some good music that is positive and is also, as commercial and as appealing as, some of the other music that has the negative images in it. So, yeah, that was the Kickstarter, really, for me to get out there and to start making some positive, good music.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to get into it. Someone would say that that's not possible.
Exactly. I mean, there's so much awesome music out there with positive messages in it. And it's just, I guess, getting it out there and making our young people aware of it and reminding them that that music is quality music that makes us feel good.
Yeah, I guess if you're surrounded, I can understand growing up, if you're surrounded and that's all you know, I mean, that's what you'd come to know as being the only thing that there is. I mean,
exactly.
If you don't know anything else, well, then what else do you have to go on?
Yeah, exactly. So we kind of just need to, educate them and remind them that there is some great music out there is full of positive messages.
Well, that's wonderful. So what have you been doing with that thus far?
So I ended up actually leaving teaching so that I could pursue my music ministry a little bit more and also to become a youth minister. So I really felt that my passion was to help young people discover their faith and to express their faith and to grow in their faith. And music ministry and youth ministry, I felt, were the best places to do that. Now I'm the youth minister for a Catholic parish nearby where I live, and I go into high schools and primary schools and give concerts and write music for their liturgies and help with teachers in figuring out what kind of music they can be using for prayer as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and that's been really cool actually, because I bring a lot of secular music into the concerts, and of course the music that I choose are really positive songs, and the kids absolutely love it. I work a lot actually in state schools, particularly state primary schools, and the kids absolutely love using music to just dance and have a good time and to feel good about themselves. So that's been really cool.
Just out of interest, have you spoken again to I think was it a girl who kind of unknowingly issued you that challenge?
I haven't spoken to her specifically, but just recently I got in contact with quite a number of my past students, and they are absolutely loving what I'm doing at the moment.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, I'd sent a message around about some new music I'm putting out, and they didn't realize at the time that I have a Facebook page that's my youth group Facebook page. And so they were posting about my new music and saying how inspirational it was and how awesome it was for them to see their teacher out there making music. And they didn't realize that I was able to see what they were writing. So that was really cool. That was just a really honest way and sincere way for me to be able to see the impact that, you know, my music is having on those students. So that was really cool.
Yeah, you just never know what a stray comment like that can cause such a revolution. So that's
exactly
fantastic. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that's been cool.
So of course you have coming up very soon a new EP that you're bringing out. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I do. I've just started a Kickstarter project. So my aim is to raise $5,000, and I've got another 23 days to do it. And what I'd like to do is record and release 6 songs that are full of positive messages but are also really commercial, so that they would suit any radio station and would fit in, you know, your general music tastes. But, yeah, are basically just music that is empowering and inspiring. So when you hear it, you feel good about who you are, and you feel good about, you know, the gifts, I suppose, that you've been given as well.
That's great. What kind of, I guess, you mentioned that it's music that would be suited for commercial radio.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of genres are we drawing on for
this? It's, I suppose, typical pop music.
Yep.
And so it's along the similar lines of, so my kind of inspiration in terms of what it would sound like is kind of similar to Katy Perry's Raw. So that kind of really boppy, really good beat. Really fun, but still has a great message.
Yeah, that's good. That's excellent. So what are you hoping to do in the future?
Really hoping to basically take over the radio waves with positive music. So it's my goal is to get out there and meet young people, share my music with them, and just help them feel good about who they are through my music. That's my ultimate passion.
Wonderful. Now, this isn't the first release that you have. Do you have any, what are your earlier releases, your earlier records?
Yeah, so I do have another EP. It's called Pray. And so the focus of that album was more around music for liturgy or music for Christian radio. So it's very centered on themes of faith and of my journey through my faith. And so the songs on that particular EP have been used a lot in schools, particularly for graduations. So there's a lot of songs in there that you can use in terms of commissioning young people to make a difference in the world. And so the next step for me then has been to, try and attack to aim for the commercial radio stations as well.
It's an attack of sorts. Not violent.
No, sorry. Wrong word to use. But, you know, like just to, I'm sort of aiming for, you know, the next step. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. So this one would be more, this album's a little bit more of a, I guess it's not Christian music per se. It's Christian in the sense of it's in conformity with the faith, but not, you know, it's not something, don't know how to put it, actually. It's really difficult.
It's not music that's praying and worship, or it's not necessarily for liturgy, but it's absolutely just really good, positive music. So it's still Christian in its essence, but not so much stuff that you'd be hearing at church or at mass.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, because often, you know, sometimes we can cordon off in this one section this kind of Christian music, and all of the Christians have to go over there and produce that music, and they're not allowed to venture out.
Exactly.
So it's good to see that kind of that movement out. And in fact, there are a number, I mean, even Australian artists that are sort of, for want of a better word, secular artists that are definitely faithful Christians and are putting that into their music. But it's perhaps not something that's really overt. It's not something that people who may not be well disposed towards Christianity would be turned off by.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and that's something that I've been really loving to embrace at the moment. So just, you know, putting it out there that I am a Christian and being really happy to, you know, wear that label, I suppose, but at the same time trying to meet people who aren't necessarily Christian and try to meet them where they are as well, so I can inspire people who don't necessarily consider themselves to be Christian but still want to feel good about who they are as well.
Great. Now, I guess my final question would be, what would you say to a young or an old person, doesn't matter what age they are, who wants to get into music, they may be a Christian, and wants to put their talents out there? What would you say to them? What would be your advice?
I would say just absolutely go for it and believe in the gifts that God has given you. There was a long time, I think, when I really doubted my ability to make a mark in the music industry, because, you know, I didn't necessarily look the way that your usual pop star would look, you know, like I wasn't, I didn't have that sort of image on the outside that we're supposed to have. And so that really did prevent me from pursuing my passion for quite a long time. So now I'm sort of, I don't really care about that anymore. I just want to be able to put my music out there, and I want to share the gifts that I know that God has given me. So I would just say to anybody who has a dream to be a musician to just go for it, and to not worry about the labels that other people might put on you, and to not worry about the pressures that the music industry might put on you as well. It's just to make the music that you feel inspired to make, and to use the gifts that God has given you to be able to spread the message that He wants to spread through your work. So just go for it.
It's a great message to give there.
Thanks.
So how can the listeners get in contact, or not necessarily get in contact, but follow you or purchase your previous album or your Kickstarter, of course? How can they find that?
Yep, so the easiest way is just to like me on Facebook. So my Facebook page is Steph Unger Music. And so if you like the Facebook page, and I'm able to update you with information on the Kickstarter and also direct you to where to buy the Prey album, you can go on iTunes. Prey is available on iTunes to purchase. And the Kickstarter, you can just find it by searching for Steph Unger. The project is free at last. So if you go to www.kickstarter.com and search for Steph Unger Free at Last, you'll find me.
All right. Excellent. Well, our listeners have 26 days from when this interview would go up. So
yep.
Be on it. Hopefully you can get the money so that you
yeah,
can.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, really. I didn't want to use the word attack again. get onto the airwaves. Get
yeah,
onto the
absolutely,
airwaves
and absolutely.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, if you have a look at the video that's on my Kickstarter project, it explains that the project, while it is about trying to raise funds for the EP, at the end of the day, really it's about my vision to just put some positive music out there and to remind people that it's, you know, that we should love who we are and we should love the gifts that God has given us. And by being part of the project basically just means that you are valuing that positivity as well. So, yeah, it's more than just about the EP. It's more about that vision.
Mm. I think that's a message we need to consistently hear. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Steph, and God bless you for your work. And, yeah, hopefully we'll be able to see that EP on the airwaves soon.
Yes, that would be very exciting. Thank you, Luke. I really appreciate it.
That was an interview with Steph Unger. For more interviews, talks, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.